Okay, we got five short ideas. Our parshas Vayishlach, Kislev, Pre-Chanukah, Tavshin Pei Aleph. Our learn should be Lili Nishmas. My wife's grandmother just passed away a few days ago. Rachel Perel Bas Moshe should be made Tzilo Shefer Asun of Chai. So the first idea comes to us from the Helig of Azayin. The Azayin, Rav Avram Medov, the Avrich, who was Yartet over Shabbos. We'd say a toy for myself from the Tosher Rebbe brought down. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, the fun of. The opening pasuk says that Yaakov sends his Malachim, and Rashi says Malachim Mamish. And the Bas Ayin wonders, and he says a very credible question: how could it be that Yaakov Inus meets up with these Malachim Eretz Yisrael? Right, he sends these Malachim, but at the end of the day, he didn't get to Eretz Yisrael yet. Eich bo Yaakov Malachim Shal Eretz Yisrael Shu Adayin Lo Hayah BeEretz Ki Adayin Lo Giyu Afilu LeSukkos. At the end of the day, he didn't give the Sukkot yet. How could it be that the Malachim even came to him if he didn't get to Eretz Yisrael? And the reason we bring it up over here, because at the end of the day, Yaakov Inus sends those Malachim, so we want to bring it up over here, Father Malachim. Says the Bas Ayin, how could it be that Yaakov Avinu, he's greeting these Malachim from Eretz Yisrael, and they're there to escort him if he didn't get to Eretz Yisrael yet? And it's not his question, it's the Ramban's question. The Ramban leaves it as a kash, he doesn't give an answer. And the Bas Ayin says a beautiful answer, and he says, at the end of the day, when Yaakov Avinu was on his way to Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he was already there. It's as if he was in Eretz Yisrael. Because the hachanon to do a mitzvah, it's as if you're already doing the mitzvah. Don't think, oh, the whole point of doing a mitzvah is only when you get the mitzvah. No. The Chana of the Mitzvah is also just as good or even more important. And this is something that we learn from Chanukah itself. We know the Rambam Paskins and Hilchos in Mishnah Torah. He says, the Halakha Saneris Be'ezis Medech Ksher Bazar. The Halakha is kosher with a Yisrael, Levi, or Kohen. The cleaning up of the Neros and the setting up of the Neros, it had to be the Kohen Gadol himself. And Yismach Yisrael says, what does that show us? It shows us that at the end of the day, the lighting of the menorah was so special, but the Hachana was even greater. The Hachana was even more special than the lining itself. And so importantly, the Sichas Bava Hashem quotes the Rebbe of Stolin, who says that at the end of the day, he used to light and the candles Gevaldik, but his setting up, the Hachanas Apsilas, that's when you felt the Kedusha most by the Stolon Rebbe. By the Rebbe of Stolon, he's talking about Rebbe Asher, said brought down the Sefer Oz Rebbe Seinu, the Hachana. And how important is it for us to be able to take that lesson? It's not just about the mitzvah itself, it's also about the Hachana. And Yaakov Inu was on his way to Yisrael, says the Bas Ayin, it's as if he was in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Malachim are already able to come greet him outside to Eretz, to come get him from outside to Eretz Yisrael, because he was already on his way to Eretz Yisrael. It shows us all about the Inyan of Hachanas and mitzvahs. Beautiful idea from the Bas Ayin, the Baal Yard side from Shabbos Kodesh, and the Yismach Yisrael, according to the Rama, beautiful idea brought down in Sichos Bavaz Hashem on Kedusha Simei Chanukah, Mitzvah, page Nun Gimel. Moving on to Din number two. Idea number two comes to us from Rav Chanan Wasserman in the Kovitz Mamarim. Beautiful idea brought down by Rav Zal Pliskin. The next second pasuk of the parsha, Yaakov Inu says and tells, "Hey, tell them, tell Esav, Itzavos Anor Kosum Lo Adoni Esav Ko Amar Adcha Yaakov Im Lavan Garti Vaicha Arata Im Lavan Garti Im Tayag Mitzvah Shemarti." Rashi brings down from Chazal. Tell them that at the end of the day, tell Esav that I kept the Tayag Mitzvahs, that I dwelt with Lavan and I kept the commandments and I didn't learn from his bad deeds. The pashup shot, says Rav Chanan, that we looked at the end of the day, it was a compliment. Yaakov was saying that he wasn't negatively influenced by Esav, by Lavan. Says Rav Chanan Wasserman, quoting his Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim, this is actually Yaakov Inu was actually finding a fault with himself. When he says that I didn't learn from Lavan, what is it, the Lolimati Masim Aroim, he was saying it as maybe something that he could have done. When Lavan did something improper, he did it with enthusiasm, did it with energy. Yaakov said about himself, that at the end of the day, he didn't learn from Lavan, meaning he could have learned a little more. Obviously, he didn't learn the actions from Lavan. He's a tzaddik. He's Yaakov a tzaddik, the Ram quotes Rabbi Goldberg quoted at the end of Hilchos Chiras. But he didn't learn the zeal with the same fire and passion and energy. And that, the Chafetz Chaim says, that's what he was saying, the Rashi was saying here. But Lomarati Masim Aram, that I didn't learn from his energy, the way he did Averis, that I should channel that energy into my own mitzvahs. And the Chafetz Chaim used to say that today we need to learn from that enthusiasm and energy. From where we are, from at the end of the day, from we have to learn from the enemies. We have to learn from the Yitzhara. The same passion we had to be able to run, to be able to do an Avera. Right? The Chazal and Tehillim says, "May Avai Techachmein." You learn from most from your enemies. You learn the most from your enemies. To be able to make sure that we learn not don't Chas Shalom even do the Avera. We have to learn from that passion. They say it from the Pnei Menachem, a great story, page 404 in the article biography in the Baal Shem Tov. Great story. The story goes that it was the middle of the winter. The Baal Shem Tov was walking near a frozen river and he noticed a non-Jew standing on the ice and he was chiseling out an image of a cross. And Baal Shem Tov remarked, a very famous story of Weimarger loves this Maisa. And he said, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Chesed Aleinu, look at that lesson we are being taught from Hashem. A river is holy. It is water that can serve as a mikvah and it can purify a person from the greatest tumma. But once it gets cold, and once it gets frozen and icy, one can even chisel out a simmel of the greatest tumah. Says the Baal Shem Tov, a person is neshama is the same way. Torah has to be learned with energy, with passion, and with great enthusiasm. When we serve the Baal Shem, it's got to be done with a zeal and a passion. And that's what Rav Elchanan was saying from the Chavetz Chaim. Well, the only modesty we've always viewed it, you know, growing up, is maybe it was a shelach. And really, says the Rav Chanan from the Chavetz Chaim, the only modesty Ma'asim Ram is maybe something he could have done better. He could have learned from his passion, from love, his passion and his energy into channels in Avodah Hashem. That's our job, especially when it comes to Chanukah. You take, like, the Rav Weinberg always likes to say from the Sfas Emes, you take the Eish out of Yisrael. Take the word Eish, 301 out of Yisrael, 540. You're left with a Malach, 240. You take the Eish, you take the fire out of a Yid, you're left with a Malach of its coldness. That doesn't just apply to Purim, it applies to all year round. You say, make sure to take that fire and passion and channel in Avodah Hashem. Moving on to idea number three. The end of three comes to us from the Divrei Yisrael Moshitz. Just a few psukim later, we're still in the Rishon. Hayom yavo Esav al machan arachas v'yikav ayah machan anishar lefleta. At the end of the day, today there was a Divrei Yisrael's yardsites. So two out of our first three, they're Baal yardsites. And the Yaakov Avinu says, I'm going to split up the camp, and he comes to one camp, at least the other camp will be able to get away. Says the Divrei Yisrael Moshitz, where Reimiger said this in Yeshiva University around 6-7 years ago on Lel Shabbos HaYishach. He was so special. Rabbi, the Divrei Yisrael Moshitz, quoting his grandfather, Chesed Kushmer, says, this pasuk is a lesson for Avodas Hashem. We're going to mess up. We're going to make mistakes. Im yavo esav machan v'hachas v'kals. We're going to lose the battle. But havahaya hamacha anisha lefleita. We have to make sure to win the war. He says that he gives the mashal when someone's a storekeeper and you have these robbers outside and he's going to come in and grab something and wants you to chase after him and get depressed and get angry. No. You lost the battle. Stand your ground. Don't get by outsides and start chasing him. Stand your ground and be able to learn. And that's what he said the pasuk says. Yimelva esav machan v'hachas v'kals. You're going to lose the battle. Don't run after him. Look how much you have left. Make sure you learn from the past. Learn from your mistakes. But don't start chasing him and getting ba'atzvas and getting sad and depressed about yourself. Our Jew's job is never give up on yourself. And that's a malik. And Yavan's always trying to be able to get us to be able to give up on ourselves. And I know I've said this story in the past. But you know what? At the end of the day, I had to say it again. This is what Rav Leibel Eger says in last week's parsha. Vayivka b'makom and Yaakovinu davens. And he davens marav. A Jew can never give up. This is not Rabbi Nachman. This is also Rabbi Leibel Eger. A person can never get up. Even in the Chashkach, he says, with such a beautiful lashon, V'af hu rak b'bechinas hester lifi shah. Nighttime is only for a little bit, because we know that the sun is going to come out the next morning. Just like the sun is going to come out the next morning, so too a person's salvation can be able to come at the end of the day, at any minute. And sometimes you might lose the battle, you can't see the sun. No. Lose the battle, but don't win the war. I'll realize literally look at the light at the end of the tunnel. And that's what the Majlis was telling us. You might lose, like the Zohar says, that Esav refers to the Yitzhahara. Our job is not, you know, sometimes we're going to lose, and it's normal, human beings. Hashem's not expecting us to be perfect. But don't fall into this trap about getting sad after you mess up. Realize to learn from your mistakes, sincerely own them, and take ownership for them, and then learn from them in the tshuva b'simcha. Look how much you have left. What a beautiful insight of the Divrei Yisrael and from Leibel Eger to be able to make sure, be able to learn from our mistakes, especially when it comes to Chanukah. You have Choshech, Yavan is Choshech. Be able to make sure, no, we light up with Teshuvah B'Simcha, and then therefore we're looking at the whole picture, not just looking at that one battle. Beautiful idea of Divrei Yisrael and from Leibel, moving on to Dinamah number 4. The number 4 comes to us from the Radak al HaTorah. I mean, I said this last year, I'm not sure, but I had to say it again. Rav Schechter quotes this in the Parsha on last week's in Vayetze. I cannot say so much about Rav Schechter on the Parsha, Rav Schechter on Tefillah, Rav Schechter Meladim. You have to get these Svarim from Dr. Alan Weissman from Psaic. Unbelievable Svarim. So he quotes by the Gideon Asher. When Yaakov goes back for the Pachim Tanim, we know the Pachim's Kaf, the Osius Kaf, it's the same letters. But the Radak has a beautiful lesson. Akin lo yochlo b'nei Yisrael is Gideon Asher, ki noga b'kaf yorech Yaakov b'Gideon Asher. The Pasuk says, Lama Bez, Lama Gimel. Therefore, b'nei Yisrael are not to either go to Gideon Asher, because the Malach of Esav struck Yaakov's hip socket on the Gid Hanasha. Says the Radak, a beautiful lesson. So something happened to Yaakov Avinu, Radak says, something happened to Yaakov Avinu, so therefore, because he got hit there forever, that's going to be forever. Says the Radak, yes. Yaakov's struggle with the Malach teaches us the principle that although the nations of the world have been interested in annihilating the descendants of Yaakov for centuries, Rav Schechter explains from the Radak, B'nai Yisrael will always prevail. Because at the end of the day, you might think, says Radak, Rav Schechter explains, that Klai Yisrael is living in a Tevatika world. We're living just like the rest of the world. No. The rest of the world is Teva, and we're the Jewish people. We're living Lamalim in a Teva. We are above nature. As Rav Schechter likes to quote from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Amzu Yatzarti Lisi Lisi Lasi Saperu. These people which I fashioned for myself, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and my declare my praise teaches us we are separate creation from an Israel. We are a separate creation from the rest of the world. And the fact is that we say that we're not going to eat the Gidon Asha. Yeah, the fact is that Yaakov Avinu got hit there. We are going to separate ourselves to go above and beyond for the Rabbeinu Shalom. We're going above and beyond for the Rabbeinu Shalom because to show that we are Lamala Meda Teva. We are not expected to be like the Nat and the rest of the world. We are expected to be different. And because we don't need to, because Yaakov Avinu got into this fight at the Tzedar Radak, we make sure to separate ourselves and go above and beyond for the Rabbeinu Shalom. Going above and beyond is a very Hanukkah idea. Rav Shechter is quoted also by Rav Simon, my Rebbe Sefer Imre Baruch, at the end of Parshas Vayishev. He quotes a beautiful idea from Rav Shechter, quotes from Rav Soloveitchik. Rambam Paskins, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Yid Ma'od. It's a beautiful mitzvah, it's a very beloved mitzvah. It's Sarach Adam Yizar Ba, Kidei Lodiya Anes, Lososiva Shevach HaKev, Lodai Lo Anisam Sha'asolom. And even you have to do whatever you can to praise the Rabbeinu Shalom. And even the Rambam says such a stark language, Vahir Matzah. Even if you don't have enough money, Afilo Emo Masha Yochal Amin Atzaka. Shoal Malcha Ksusav, Lokei Hashem Aneos Amalek. You have to take the shirt off your back. Says the Rav Soloveitchik, I don't understand. At the end of the day, what's so special about Neretz Chanukah? You have to go above and beyond. Says the Rav, a beautiful idea. If we want the Rabbeinu Shalom to go above and beyond for us, we have to go above and beyond for him. We want the Malam and the Teva. We want the Rabbeinu Shalom to go above nature. We want the Rabbeinu Shalom to bring the miracle. We want the Rabbeinu Shalom to bring the vaccine. Then we have to go above and beyond. At the end of the day, we don't find this solution by anywhere else except by matzah. By getting matzah. If you want the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Rav says, Chutz migeder haraga, we have to go above and beyond for the Rabbeinu Shalom. So if we want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to go above and beyond, we also have to go above and beyond. That's what the Radak says here. We are living l'malam in the Teva. We are separate from the rest of the world. And when Yaakov Avinu got hit by the hip socket, Bekaf Yorach, that shows that's for us to be able to. So Al Kain, with the Jewish people now take that a lesson. The lesson is that we are separate from the world. We live l'malam in the Teva. What a beautiful insight from the Radak, from Rav Shechter. And Rav Simon quoting Rav Shechter, quoting the Rav Soloveitchik, beautiful idea about living l'malam min ha'teva, such a chanagadika idea. Fifth and final idea. The fifth Torah comes to us from the Alter Rebbe in honor of Yud Tes Kislev coming up the Shabbos. Pasuk says towards the end of Shlishi, Laman Gimel Gimel. Finally, Yaakov meets up Esav. For who over lefnei v'yishtachu arto sheva pamim ad gishto ad achiv. Simple explanation: he went on ahead of his family and he bowed seven times until he reached his brother. And the Alter Rebbe in Sefer Torah Or says, what is this lashon of ad gishto ad achiv? Ad gishto ad achiv, Yaakov Inu. Gishish ad. She matzah be'isav es ha-tov shebo ad echav. He went until he searched and sought something good in Esav. Something good in Esav. That's what ad gishto. What is the gishto? Gishish. He looked and he searched and he tried to feel. Try to find something good in Esav. And that's the job of a Jew. And this is the specific when it comes to Hanukkah. We know that the Chazal tell us that the Yevanim made us write on the cribs of our kids. That we don't have a portion in Kadosh Baruch Hu's nation. And I have short quotes from the Svarim, and Reb Leibler says the same idea. What's pshat that they had made the Jewish people write this on their cribs? Yeah. They wanted us to be able to remember that we are not special, that a Jew can never come, that Jew doesn't have that pintaliyat. But our job is to know. No. You made us write that on our cribs, even such a young age. We remember. Even Esav has something called pintaliyat. Yaakov Avinu was looking for that pintaliyat, ad gishto ad achiv. He was looking to that ad gishiv. She was looking so deep into Esav to look for that good. And that's exactly what Yavan, what Esav's descendants try to do also. For us to be able to forget who we are. We always have to look for the good in every single Jew, no matter what they've done, no matter what we've done, to know that we are Ben, we are Bas Melech. We can always return to Baruch Hashem. Every single Jew has a chelik l'kamim al mamash, like the Baal Tani says in Tanya, that every Jew has part of a God within them. We have to remember that, to always search it and seek it within ourselves and with others. So let's just say these five ideas. I know we said a lot tonight. But at the end of the day, the Basayan, we started off, Rashi says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Mamish. And later on the part we said, Rashi's Malachim Mamish, these angels. The angels came to greet Yaakov, but how could the angels come to be able to escort Yaakov? He didn't get to Eretz Yisrael yet. Says the Baal Sayyid, his right was on Shabbos, when a Jew is on his way to do a mitzvah, it's as if he's already doing the mitzvah itself. It's as if he's already part and parcel of the mitzvah. So even if he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael yet, says the Baal Sayyid, it's as if he was in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Malachim were able to escort him. And as we quote from the Sefer Sichas Bavos Hashem, the Rama Paskins, that a Tzar can light the Chanukah, can light the menorah when it came to the Beis HaMikdash. But not a Tzar, but a Kohen, and a Kohen Gadol had to light it and to be able to prepare it, and to be able to prepare the wicks. And that the Rebbe of Stolen used to cry and used to sweat mamish when the chana. We have to make sure that just like we get ourselves amped up for doing a mitzvah, also for the achana for mitzvahs. Number two, he said a beautiful idea from Rav Chanan Wasserman, quoting the Sefer the Rebbe, the Chavetz Chaim, says in Lavan Garti that he didn't learn. The Yaakov says I didn't learn from the ways of Lavan. And the Chavetz Chaim says, "What? Maybe we read that as a positive thing." The Chavetz Chaim says, "Maybe Yaakov was saying it. He was finding fault with himself. I didn't learn from my enemy. I have to learn from that energy and that passion." And that's what the Baal Shem Tov, when he saw that guy chiseling out a cross, and he said, "The same thing that could be used for such kedusha can be used for such tumah." And then you have to make sure we have to make sure that the river never becomes icy. We have to make sure that we're always living with the Ribono Shel Olam. Like the Sfas Emes tells, Rav Einberger tells us, if you take H301 out of Yisrael 540, then you're left with 240 left of the Malach. The job of Chanukah is to light ourselves on fire, to light our neshama on fire. Beautiful idea from Rav Chanan, quote the Chavetz Chaim, the Maal Shem Tov, and the Pnei Menachem. Rav Einberger and the Sfas Emes, the third idea from the Divrei Yisrael, and the Reb Leibel, the Divrei Yisrael, Sav Ayah, Machan, and Nishar Afleita. You might lost the battle. Ha'achas V'yikal, you lost the battle. But look how much you have left. Don't start chasing after him. Don't get depressed. Don't get upset at yourself. Be able to make sure, to be able to learn, be able to move on. That's what Reb Leibel says. But Yaakov Avinu was able to daven Tefilas Maariv. Maariv is at the end of the day, it's nighttime, it's hard, but you know the Shemesh is going to rise in the morning. At the end of the day, a Jew has to have Ein Shem Yesh Ba'olam Klal, not giving up on themselves, to know their son will always come up the next morning. The fourth idea we said from the Radak from Rav Shechter, the Radak says, Al Kain, the Klai Yisrael was now was going to, because Yaakov Avinu got hit there when he bowed with Esav, Klai Yisrael was going to be able to make sure that they weren't going to eat from that bone for the rest of time. From the Gidon Nasha. And says the Radak, and Rav Shechter explains it, at the end of the day, we wanted to be able to make sure to separate ourselves. L'malam etateva. We're not like the rest of the people. The rest of the people of the world, they get from the Gidon Nasha. We are separate. We're l'malam etateva. And that's what Rav Shechter explains, and Rav Simon quotes in Imre Baruch, that's what the Rambam paskins, that we have to even have to shirt up, you have to sell the shirt off your back. Why? Because it says, Rav, if we want the Rabbon Shem to go above and beyond for us, we have to go above and beyond for him. Even to sell the shirt off our back to be able to have Neris Chanukah. If we want to have the shoe on our lives, we have to make sure to be able to go above and beyond for Kaddish Baruch Hu as well. Beautiful idea from the Radak, from Rav Shechter, and here from Rav Shechter, quoting from Rav Soloveitchik. Find the fifth and final idea, the Alter Rebbe, and also Rav Leibel and Rav Shor. When finally Yaakov meets his brother, Ad Gishto Ad Ochiv, what's his lashon of Gishto? He reached him up until he got to him. Gishto is the lashon of Gishesh. He looked inside to the Pintaliyat, even in Esav, he looked for the good in him. And that's the job of a Jew, to always look for the good, even in Esav, the Alter Rebbe said, to look for the Pintaliyat, to look for the good in every single Jew. And that's what the Yevanim knew, the secret. To even tread on the cribs, says Rav Leibel, but Rav Shor explains the same idea. And it comes to Elaim Chelik B'Kel Yisrael, that they don't have a Chelik in their Ribono Shel Olam's army. And our Jews to remember that every Jew has a part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chelik Hamimal Mamash. Every Jew has a part, a spark of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. No matter what you've done, let's Be'ez Hashem take these lessons of our Chana for Mitzvahs, to be able to make sure. Just as we view mitzvahs as special, but the preparation for mitzvahs are special. Be able to make sure to learn from the passion from the Eitzar, and to channel that passion energy into Ona Vos Hashem, to lose the battle but don't win the war, and to do Shiva B'Simcha, to understand that if you want the Ribono Shel Olam, we have to go L'malam, we have to go above and beyond for him, and to know that every Jew has a Pintaliyad, part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu within them. Wishing everyone a beautiful week and an early good in Yutis Kislev, and good Yom Tov for next week, B'Ez Hashem Shkoyach.